Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello. Okay. We are going to be diving in this live in terms of the key to speeding up results in your life and in your business. So if you are tuning in live, say hi. I'm seeing so many familiar faces. Hi, Jenny. Oh, it's so good to see you. Say hi. Let me know that you're here, especially if you're new. I mean, if I know you too, like Jenny, say hi either way because I love getting to meet you. But I really wanted to dive in today and do a live, like I said, on the key to speeding up results in your life and in your business. And this is something that, you know, when I look back and I reflect on what are the keys to my success, what are the keys in terms of my clients who are really growing and expanding, like what are we doing that perhaps not everyone is doing that is leading to the results? And one of the biggest things, and we're going to be breaking this down today, is having an unwavering mindset. Now, having an unwavering mindset does not just mean that you are good until something happens. It does not mean you are good when things are sunshine and rainbows. It means you are solid no matter what. And so I'm going to run through a few examples that I think are very important. And if you saw one of my latest reels, you would have saw that and noticed a big pivot in my business in the last 2 months. And it's like February 2nd, there was a pivot. I remember that day specifically. And the business has only grown. There was no income dip and we're actually like going higher. And I was like, okay, why did this happen? This happened because of my unwavering mindset. I didn't go into what if it doesn't work. I didn't go into, well, you know, now I'm switching, I'm pivoting a bit, I'm turning who I'm speaking to, it's gonna take more time now. That didn't happen, right? I didn't go into any of those normal dips in mindset or limitations or lack in conditioning that a lot of people create that slows down momentum in their life and of course in their business. So what happened? We only grew and we're continuing to grow. And this is very important because often the mindset dips and the mindset wobbles is what takes you out of the game before you even begin. And I see this as a fear come up for so many people. Whether they want to start new businesses, they want to switch niches, they want to do something different, they want to change business models, they no longer want to run sales calls, they want to work less one-on-one, have more group programs, they want more passive income, they just want more money in general. All of it needs the foundation of an unwavering mindset to build from, right? This allows you to then have a lot more time and space because you're not managing your mindset. Right? So having an unwavering mindset does not mean that you spend your day doing 500 mindset practices, right? A lot of that just makes you leak energy into having to maintain your mindset. And if you've been in my world a lot, we're not about managing, we're about getting to the root and actually having good ones. While before I was talking about not having to manage your symptoms, now we don't not have to manage our mindset either. Right, so our mindset gets to become something that is solid, and once that's solid, that internal solidarity then creates results in your external, right? Internal solidarity, outside results. When you're solid on the inside, the results in your reality reflects that on the outside. Now, this is not just true, like I said, for business, but this is true for life as well, because what your mindset is unwavering with money is what you're going to receive with money. How your mindset is unwavering when it comes to your relationships is what you receive as well. So having this kind of mindset really trickles into all of these different areas of your life. And this is why it is so important. And what people do is instead of building an unwavering mindset, they get caught up in doing lots of mindset practices, right? Practices, rituals, tools. But if you need to do it more than once, you actually have an anchored in unwavering mindset. You're still having to manage your mindset. Same thing if like you still have to manage your anxiety, right? Versus it being gone. It's a big difference, right? Managing versus it being gone. And so now we're talking about this when it comes to mindset, because it's very important. Once you do that, all that energy gets freed up. So I want you to notice where you might be bypassing needing to build an unwavering mindset by using these tools and practices that maybe give you a good mindset for an hour. And this is the thing. I see people have a good mindset for an hour. They're good. They're feeling vibe. All right, I'm in the vibe. I'm good. Good mindset. But then something happens and it dips. Then we just start the process all over again. It's like, okay, pulling out all my tools. Let me get my journal. Let me do the practice. Let me affirm that I am wealthy and money comes to me easily. And then hopefully that works, right? And so this is why it's important not just to have a good mindset, but to have an unwavering one. Because a good mindset makes you feel good until, but it doesn't make you unwavering and solid no matter what. And so what happens is you run that cycle of you feel good for a bit, you feel good for an hour, something happens in life that pulls you out, and then you dip, and then when you spend all this time getting your mindset back to where it should be, and then something happens and you dip, and you spend this exhausting cycle trying to manage your mindset. And this is something that, like I said, I used when I pivoted my business. I used this when I first started my business, right? And people said, oh, you'd have to work weekends. You'll have to see clients at night. And I was like, I don't do that. So what happened was my mindset was like, no, this is going to work how it works. And that's it. I was unwavering. It's unwavering no matter what's going on in my personal life, with my family. For those of you who don't know, my mom's been undergoing breast cancer treatment for eight to 10 months, something like that. That hasn't reflected my business. That doesn't make my mindset dip and then I'm off there trying to manage. So no matter what's going on in my life, personal or business, I remain solid no matter what. And in fact, my brain doesn't even go there. And I remember when I was first building this unwavering program, this was back, I think September or October 2023. I really had to think about, my mind is actually not going to those places that a lot of people's mindset goes. My brain actually doesn't normalize a lot of the things that people normalize. Why is that? And it's because of what I have embodied as an unwavering mindset without needing to spend time doing 500 practices, rituals, and things in order to be solid, right? If you are only solid until, you are not unwavering and not no matter what. That solid foundation, right? When your foundation is solid and it's not wobbly, think about when you're walking on the floor, right? What feels better as a jumping off point? Floor that is solid, or one of those like bridges that's wobbles, that's halfway in the air? If you've ever done one of those like tree trekking things, that's an unwavering mindset. You're like, I don't know. Am I going to do it? What are we going to do? Versus if you know the ground is solid, you walk and you get results with speed, right? You become someone who rises above the cycle of it's not going to work and it's not working, or what if it doesn't work, or what if it fails, or what if my income dips, or what if no one signs up, or what if this happens, or what if that? Your mind doesn't even go there. And you're able to leverage that energy and capitalize it to actually build more in your life and your business. You're able to use that to create results. And it just feels so much more better to the system too. You're able to feel a lot more relaxed. Right? One of the main reasons I say the energetics do the heavy lifting, and the reason the energetics can do the heavy lifting, is because I have an unwavering mindset to back it up. When you have an unwavering mindset that backs you up in life and business, the possibilities are endless, right? You're able to do the thing that is pulling you forward, that your soul wants you to do. This could even be a mindset of moving across the country. Let's say, you want to move across the country. You want to move to Mexico. You want to move to Africa. It doesn't matter, right? The unwavering mindset allows you to do that without fear. The unwavering mindset allows you to go all in. It allows you to speed up your results because you're no longer spending time losing momentum, dipping. And if you were to think about all the time you spent dipping, like the actual hours of the day where your mindset is lulled, we were to add all that up, imagine the momentum you can create in your life and business. Imagine the time you get back. You'll more relax. The pressure comes off, right? When we release pressure, think about how much more can flow in versus when our mindset is very contracted, it's very constricted, right? We're trying to manage it. We siphon a hose. It's like if you squeeze a hose, not as much water comes out. And this is why it is so important. A lot of people don't realize how much time they spend bypassing their mindset, right? So you're doing mindset work when it comes to like maybe affirmations, journaling, listening to a affirmation track that says, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am, you know, all that kind of stuff. Or, and this is another thing I see people do, is they bypass a low mindset by not addressing the root cause, right? And so let's say, let's paint a picture, you're having a bit of a low mindset day. Your mindset dips, you know what? I'm going to go to the spa, or I'm gonna go get a coffee, I'm gonna get a vibrant drink, it'll make me feel better, and then my mindset will be great. It's great for an hour. It's great until the next thing happens. But the problem is that when you do mindset work that isn't actually like making your mindset solid from the root, you keep needing it and you bypass the reason why it's dipping in the first place. Versus if you were to spend that time actually changing the way that your brain responds and perceives the world around you, you wouldn't dip in the first place, right? And I'm all for, you know, I love me a vibey spa day. I love me doing those things, but it's not to bypass a mindset that is dipped to try to get me in the vibe, right? The less time you spend needing to get in the vibe, the better, because then you're not solid, right? Then you're only good until, like we said. And so there was a question here. If you think you have an unwavering mindset, like you're so sure you're going to beat a health condition, for example, then what if you don't? Is that saying deep down you don't have an unwavering mindset? There's a lot, obviously, that like goes into your perception of things, right? And so that's like it would depend on the person. For some people, 100%, right? Let's take my example that I can give for like my health conditions. For those of you who don't know, I struggled with chronic health issues for 10 years. If I had thought that I wasn't ever gonna like clear them, I would not have. I'd still have hormonal acne, chronic fatigue syndrome, anxiety, panic attacks, PCOS, PMS, all of that stuff. But my mindset of it's all figure outable and I'm willing not to normalize this and we're gonna change it is the reason that I did, right? So that's how it's going to tie into that. It's what you're normalizing and like your beliefs of what you believe. Because when you are unwavering, the world rearranges around you. And so this is why, like I said, it's important to have this back you up. This is a reason why my clients are not only expanding in their income, they're expanding their businesses, they are, you know, buying third stores, they are leaving businesses and like business models that don't serve them. They've dropped sales calls. They've moved away from doing in-person, you know, practice work one-on-one to now working online and having programs and having those be successful. That's the reason why, you know, you can say no to clients or business models that you don't desire because you know it's going to work because you have the mindset that it's going to work. It is so, so important. The more unwavering you are, the more you can welcome in that next level with speed and with ease, because your mind is no longer being occupied with all of those things that are taking you out of the game. Your day is no longer being occupied needing 500 tools. You're no longer dipping into what if it doesn't work. So what happens is it actually works. Right? I've never seen someone who doesn't dip in their mindset who then doesn't get the result. If your mindset is solid, your results happen. Your mind and your system is a powerful thing. But the time that you spent wobbling, the time that you spend not being solid is a direct reflection for the results you are getting in your day-to-day life. Like I said earlier, internal solidarity, external reality. Direct relationship. So I want you to take an inventory of where you are wobbling in your life and in your business. Because those wobbles are the energetic leaks that are blocking, you know, when people feel blocked, blocking, it's not blocked, you're just in resistance, that are blocking or preventing you from receiving the thing. This is huge. Because I have seen people get caught up in having to do mindset work for months, years, countless times, versus just becoming someone where that unwavering frequency is who you are, right? That unwavering frequency was who I was when I healed my health issues. That unwavering frequency was who I was when I, you know, left my relationship back in the day. And my mom was telling me that, like, you're not going to make it, blah, 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 blah. No, we went still. The unwavering mindset when my mom's going through her health stuff. The unwavering mindset when I pivoted my business. The unwavering mindset for where we're going, what we're creating, and like the millions and millions we are going to do. That's a factor of it. That creates that solid foundation for everything to flourish. And it allows your system to relax so you welcome in more ease. This is what we're doing inside Unwavering. I'm teaching you exactly how to embody this as a frequency. It's a very how-to. The exact shifts of how your brain needs to operate, and we're implementing it together, so that you can become unwavering in your life and your business. So you no longer have those mindset dips and you become solid 24/7. It becomes who you are and your mind doesn't even go there. And you'll be shocked. You'll be like, huh, my mind used to go there with that. Now it doesn't. Isn't that funny? And you create all this beautiful space for enjoyment in life, for bliss, for overflow. I'm sending you love too. Thank you for sending love. I remember your username for like years ago and why I'm so excited about this, because it is foundational. It's really what separates those who get over that, you know, that hump. If you guys have seen that meme where the guy's like digging for diamonds and there's like the guy on top who keeps digging and the guy below who like stops right before he hits the diamonds. Right? The unwavering mindset is what allows you to hit the diamonds in life. You become someone who doesn't give up, doesn't drop, doesn't wobble right when they're gaining momentum. Right? And all that momentum that you build compounds, and then you get the compound effect. And this is where we quantum leap. Right? We're all a big fan of quantum leaping. In order to quantum leap, you actually have to be unwavering. So I love you guys so much. If you have any questions about unwavering, you can send me a DM as well. Thank you. I'm so glad you love the analogies too. I love analogies, metaphors, both of them. It really helps to put it into context for everyone. And I'm so excited, like I said, for Unwavering and for everything that's going to come for you in your life and in your business once you get rid of those wobbles and really asking yourself, how can I be wobble-free today? All right? How can I transcend needing to do mindset work and become someone who's just unwavering and stop spending so much time in that, and then imagine what you can create. So, and like I said, I love you guys so much. It was great getting to chat with you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.